Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
And welcome to episode 112 of McChesney Unchained here. We are in the lab down here at 6-0 Football Academy in Parker, and I am your host, Matt McChesney, as always. I'm a little hoarse from the showcase football camp this weekend here. We had at Eagle Crest on Saturday and at Legacy Stadium in Aurora yesterday, and it was awesome. We're going to talk about showcase and how it was powered by 6-0 here a little bit as we get into the show. Today will be short and sweet. Let you know that this upcoming Friday on our next show, episode 113, we will have the defensive coordinator from the Colorado Buffaloes, Mr. Chris Wilson, Coach Chris Wilson, the great Coach Wilson, will join us to talk about the Buffs and the spring and so much more, and that massively important schedule coming up this year where they play some big dogs. So we'll talk about the Buffs heavy on Friday, but let's get into episode 112 here. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at DraftKings. Make sure you go on DraftKings.com and download the app and get it on your phone. And use the promo code DNVR on everything, and you'll get all the hookups from the fights this last weekend to Sam Houston and South Dakota State yesterday. Sam Houston was down again. They were an underdog when I took them earlier in the week, and I took them like plus 180 or something like that, and it hit on the money line yesterday. So Sam Houston, you know, they made me some money in the final four round against James Madison. And then they made me some money yesterday as they came back and beat South Dakota State on that last second touchdown throw. That game was kick ass. And the FCS definitely needs to play in the spring, get more eyes on the sport. But DraftKings was there to support not only the gaming, but so much more. So make sure you check out DraftKings. It's a proud sponsor of McChesney Unchained and one of the main sponsors down at DNVR. And they do a great job of having fair odds. You always get your money. It's clean. It's the way it should be from a digital betting standpoint. So remember to download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the promo code DNVR, like I said earlier, when you sign up and turn your $1 into $100 when you place a bet. You can watch on a variety of different sports, obviously, and bet on all of them, from Chinese basketball to Australian League to hockey to the NBA playoffs that are starting up. The Avs dropped the puck this evening for the hockey playoffs. So this is one of the best times of the year to be a sports bettor. You must be 21 or older, Colorado only, new customers only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Do you have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Episode 112, McChesney Unchained rolls. Like I said earlier, we had the showcase football camp. My man Keith Miller came out and brought his camp to Denver. And to say it was fire is an understatement. It was a raging inferno. I mean, the showcase football camp this weekend was an absolute raging inferno. And Saturday was tight. We were at Eagle Crest. We did all the testing. Guys were flying. We had a couple 4.5s, a couple 4.6s. The big boys were running hard. It was kick-ass. Saturday was a testing day. It was nice and laid back. We got our work done, yada, yada. Sunday at Legacy was straight fire. It was like the Fog Bowl with the Eagles and the Bears. Wait until you see all the film and all the pictures. My man Mike Siegler went out and did an amazing job of filming everything. And I'm telling you, the Saturday afternoon, the fog and the rain and the, you know, just the elements just made it pop off, and it got super competitive, and guys were flying around, and it was pretty kick ass. And even Keith and his folks were blown away on just the competition level and how much the Dungeon Family guys got the shit together. And then all the other cats that came in from across the state and really showed out well. It was awesome. So check out showcaseball.com. Give them some love online. We're going to be posting all the pictures at 6-0 Academy here coming up. But I'm telling you, man, that entire atmosphere was super competitive. The fog really set it off. And I'm a grunt, so I love me some weather and you know, a little bit of nastiness. And the guys were out there flying around. It got really physical, got really fun. And to be completely honest with you, I think that there is a massively important part of this football camp that's going to be coming back here in the future. And Showcase and 6-0 are partnered up to do this right. And I anticipate them being here 2-3 times next year. So it was pretty kick-ass. To keep an eye and an ear to the stone on that one, and we'll get you all that information. All right, so let's get straight into this. Maven Hemp, our good friends at Maven, my man Zev, his business is right next door here at 6-Year Football Academy. They bring you the all of our Nuggets talk here today. Remember, if you go to mavenhemp.com, get the promo code 60, S-I-X-Z-E-R-O, you get 10% off on all your product that you buy through the online. Zev works out here, does a great job, getting it right. And Maven has helped me a ton with my anxiety, both the sleeping, the recovery aspect, from the muscle rubs to the CBD pills to the pen tops. I mean, the pen tops are fire too. So I really think they got their shit together. Again, that's mavenhemp.com, and they bring you our Nugget Talk. Now, look, my Nugs, okay, I'm a huge Golden State fan. I grew up a Golden State fan with crossover Timmy Hardaway. Yo, Chris fucking Mullen, I am in the pocket, Rucker. We're going to tear it up, huh? They were my team back in the day. I hope they beat the Lakers, and I hope the Lakers have to take the longest road to get in, because they're probably going to win it again. That's going to be awesome on Wednesday night. I can't wait for that playing game. I will say this, though. I don't know if there's a worse matchup for the Nuggets than the Trailblazers. And the Blazers gave the Lakers everything they could handle last year, taking them 7 in the first round of the bubble. Dame Lillard is just different. He's that shit. And I don't like the matchup at all. I don't like it at all. And I feel like it's going to go 7, and it's going to be super competitive and balls to the wall. And it would be really, really awful for Jokic to win the MVP and then lose in the first round. It would validate all these talking head idiots that say he's the worst MVP in 30 years. First of all, if you're the MVP, there's nothing worst about that. So that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. You can't be a worst MVP. I mean, give me a fucking break. Larry Brown is the worst Super Bowl MVP ever. I'm pretty sure that ring on his Super Bowl ring says MVP on it. So yeah, you can stick your MVP in your ass on that one, saying he's the worst. I'm just saying it would be bad for that narrative, because people love to set narratives. Let's be real. This matchup with Portland is scary because of Dame Lillard. I mean, it's not scary because of Jokic or whoever else they're going to parade out. Carmelo Anthony doesn't make me shake in my boots. But Dame Lillard is that shit, and he's a playoff monster. He loves the big stage, and you know damn well he wants to bring a title to Portland. And this puts Portland and Denver in a position where they're going to have to play a team like – I would say that the Lakers and Golden State get the 7 and the 8, because whoever wins that game is going to beat Memphis or San Antonio. So if they're the 7 and the 8 in the second round, if Denver does get through a 7-game war with Portland, which is what it's going to be, they're going to get the Lakers or Golden State, because I think the Lakers and Golden State are both going to beat the Jazz and the Suns. So this is going to be one hell of a road in the West. Philly got the 1 seed in the East for the first time since 2002, when they had AI and Dikembe and them boys. The East is what it is. I think if Brooklyn has all their guys, they will win the East. But don't sleep on Miami and Jimmy Buckets. Right? Miami and Jimmy Buckets have their shit together. They're another playoff team that's very scary. Last year you saw what they did in the bubble when they were isolated. I would anticipate that they'll be able to maybe, you know, maybe get that to go for another series, maybe 2. I could see them in the Eastern Conference Finals. I think that it's 1-4 is pretty good, but any of those 4 teams can go in the East, in my opinion. I also wouldn't put it past the Wizards to go give somebody a hell of a run if they end up sneaking in there in the playing games. So we'll see. But remember, you go to DraftKings and bet on all the games and whatnot. So I'm really excited about the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs. They dropped the puck tonight. The Avs play the Blues. Now, there's a lot of circumstances in past the National Hockey League playoff series where eights have beat ones. It doesn't really happen that often in the NBA, but it definitely happens in hockey all the time. So it makes me nervous when you win the President's Cup and then, you know, you're the one seed and you get an eight, and that eight seed is a team that, you know, maybe underachieved and won a Stanley Cup, and like that's a perfect recipe for failure right there. It's also a great recipe for success. And I think the Az will win that series. I really hope they hoist the cup. That would be kick ass. All right. So let's get into this. The Broncos dropped their schedule. Okay. And we're going to go through this top to bottom. And like I said, this upcoming Friday, we'll have the defense coordinator for the Colorado Buffaloes on. Chris Wilson will be our host or our guest, as I host episode 113 of McChesney Unchained. But this is the pro show, so we're gonna put a lot of thought and you know, a little bit of banter into this Broncos schedule and really try and figure out how they can be a playoff team next year with 17 games. So take this with a grain of salt. This is me trying to be optimistic. This is me assuming that guys are going to stay healthy. This is me assuming that Drew Lock is going to be relatively proficient. This is me assuming that Pat Schumer is going to be able to run the football consistently. It's me assuming that Melvin Gordon isn't going to turn it over at a staggering rate. And it's me assuming that defensively they're going to be able to apply some kind of pressure that would be conducive to a Vic Fangio elite defense. Now, you hear that crack right there. That's my Liquid Death. Oh, my God. This Liquid Death, they helped us sponsor the football camp, and they were awesome, man. Go check out the mountain water. It's from the Alps in Australia, mate, and it is dope. This Liquid Death shit is the shit, so make sure you check that out as well. Thank you to Liquid Death for sponsoring this weekend. All right, so let's get straight into this. First off, I've got the Broncos in a position when they get to week 11, which is their bye, okay? When they get to week 11, I think that they are going to be in a position to make a run and be either, you know, the top wild card team or win the West. And I know that sounds crazy, but it's not really that crazy if you just wait and hear how I'm going to get there. So let's talk about this. When you're talking about the Denver Broncos, they open at the Giants, all right? That's the day after 9/11. It's the 12th of September. It's the afternoon game. Danny Pennies, that's right, Danny Pennies, is going to be in a position where they're going to run his ass out of New York if he doesn't figure this out. I don't have the Broncos winning the opener. I just don't. I think it's going to be a charged-up atmosphere. It's an East Coast road swing. It's just a game I have them starting 0-1. But then they come home, and they've got Jacksonville they go on the road to Jacksonville. That's a W. And then they open up at home against the Jets, against my lonely Jets, and they're 2-1. Now, when you're looking at them playing the Jets right here, 2-1, this could be either an opportunity for them to really take off at a 2-1 clip. And then they play Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and the Raiders and the Browns before they end with Cleveland there on a Thursday night. And they got a little bit of an exaggerated bye week with Washington and the Cowboys coming up. So if you get to the point on the 26th of September, they're 2-1. They beat the Jets at home. They've got Baltimore. They go to Pittsburgh. They've got Oakland. They go to Cleveland on Thursday night. So it's a short week. That's the stretch in the season where they lose three or four. I think they lose to Baltimore at home. I think they lose at Pittsburgh. I think they beat the Raiders, because I'm not going to sit here and ever say that we're going to lose to the fucking Raiders. And then I think Cleveland is going to be a really special football team next year, and I would see the Broncos struggling on the road in the dog pound on a Thursday night. And to be honest with you, man, that's the only primetime game the Broncos have all year. It's the first time in 29 seasons or some shit that they're not on Monday Night Football, which is a fucking travesty. They're not on Sunday Night Football. And if I'm a Bronco player on this team, the lack of respect is staggering. It's at a staggering level. But then again, you have to earn the respect in this league. So it comes full circle back to, what have you done for me lately? So at sitting, you know, at right there after the Cleveland game, they're 3-4. All right, and then they've got 10 days off before they play Washington. Washington is a home game. They need to win that game, take them back to 4-4. They go on the road at Dallas. That's a loss, 4-5. Dak Prescott's going to be on one. We'll see what happens there. I think the Cowboys win the East. Then they host the Eagles. The last time they played Philly, they were in Philly, and Philly ran circles around them the 2 years after the Super Bowl. Then they have the Eagles. That takes them to 5-5. And here's your break point, right? The bye week comes week 11, all right? So week 11 hits. The Eagle game is a W. They go 5-5 in that regard. They come back from the bye after 2 weeks. They haven't played a game in 2 weeks. From the 14th to the 28th of November, they have the Chargers, the Chiefs, the Lions, the Bengals, the Raiders, the Chargers, and the Chiefs. So you have 5 of your 6 division games after the bye week. 5 of your 6 division games are from from Thanksgiving until the 10th of January. I mean, December is winning time in Denver. So, look, they beat the Chargers on the 28th, takes them to 6-5. They lose to Kansas City, in my opinion, on the 5th of December, 6-6. They beat the Lions on the 12th, 7-6. They beat the Bengals on the 19th, 8-6. They beat the Raiders on the 26th, the day after Christmas, ho, 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 John Gruden, 9-6, little sweep of the Raiders. They beat the Chargers on the day after New Year, on the 2nd of January, 10-6. And then I have them losing on the 9th to the Chiefs, 10-7. So if you're looking at the Denver Broncos schedule, I think that's feasible. I really do. I think 10-7 is a record that they can absolutely fuck with and obtain. But it all comes down to if Drew Locke is going to be able to manage this offense, do it right, and not turn the ball over. From a personnel perspective, they got the dudes. So looking at the Broncos' schedule and how they're going to do it, the next question is how. So I'm not going to sit here and act like I know how the Broncos are going to go 10-7. I know how they're not. I know how they're not going to go 10-7. They're not going to go 10-7 if they continue to turn the ball over the way they do. If they continue to throw the ball 65% of the time rather than run the ball 65% of the time. If they don't get creative in their defensive scheme and how they do things, if Vaughn and Chubb aren't on the same side and they're even pass rush, if they're not in NASCAR looks, if they're with all the DBs they have on their team, if they're not in a position to go out and play multiple dime and nickel formations with one linebacker or no linebackers on the field, then the creativity part of this has gone over the head of the coaching staff, which is, they're ancient, they're old. And I'm not trying to be an ageist or anything. I mean, I didn't even know that was a thing, but apparently it is. I'm saying that Pat Schumer and Vic Fangio have been in the league for such a long time. I don't know if they can really relate to the players, number one, very well. And then I don't know if they can put themselves in position to change. I think it might be more uncomfortable for them to even try and change than it would for them to change. I mean, I know it's uncomfortable at times. You're going to have to make a decision and make a change for the betterment of the football team. But if all you want to do on defense is sit back and play cover two and cover four and rally and tackle the sticks, you're not really maximizing your personnel. If all you want to do when you go out on offense is run three wide, same motion patterns, big shots down the field, attack the seam, but you've got an offensive line that should be able to mash, I don't know what you want me to do. Like you're putting yourself in position to fail rather than putting yourself in position to be successful. I will say this lastly before we wrap up here on episode 112 of McChesney and Chain. Defensive coordinator for your Colorado Buffaloes will be joining us, the great Chris Wilson, on Friday to talk about the Buffs and the upcoming 2021 schedule. All these problems are solved with Aaron Rodgers. And I think the Aaron Rodgers thing is intriguing. The Aaron Rodgers thing is something I want. The Aaron Rodgers thing is a pipe dream. And the Aaron Rodgers thing probably isn't going to happen. I mean, let's be real. It's too good to be true. It's like when, you're getting catfish on Instagram, right? So you're on Instagram and you're going through your DMs and there's some hot chick that like DMs you and you're just some fucking like high school kid. You still live in your mother's basement. So like, that's why you're being catfish. And they're like, oh, what's up? What's up, baby? My name's Chandelier. And I'm going to, again, this kid's like, fuck yeah, Chandelier's interested. But in actuality, it's really like Jim Bob. And he's sitting in his basement in his underwear covered in fucking Mountain Dew Code Red residue and Cheeto like residue all over his fingers. His computer's completely covered in the shit. And he's just sitting there just fucking with you. Because your dumbass actually thinks Chandelier's interested. And I'm not saying that the Broncos are that guy. I'm saying the Broncos are going to be that dude if they keep taking this bait. Now, look, on June 1st, if they trade him, because that's all I've been hearing is they can't trade him because of the contract stuff, very similar to the Julio Jones thing. On June 1st, Atlanta could get rid of Julio Jones. If that happens, then I'll eat crow and I'll use barbecue sauce and I'll eat the shit out of that crow faster than I could eat it. I mean, oh my God, I'd be the happiest crow eating some bitch on earth if Aaron Rodgers is quarterback. So the draft and all the grades and all that bullshit, man, the draft is a very overhyped part of the NFL. It's a TV fucking show. If there's 10 draft picks, I'd say 7 of them probably aren't going to be here for more than 2 years. And if one or two of them turn out to be like hits and Pro Bowl players and starters, then they did their job. The undrafted free agent part of this is also going to be huge. Remember 2 years ago, 3 years ago, their best player was a undrafted rookie free agent that made the Pro Bowl. So again, the draft, you have to take it with a grain of salt. But I do like the direction they're headed. And I'll love the direction they're headed on that compass if they can find a way to back a good quarterback like Aaron Rodgers and then acclimate and make the system conducive towards him being successful. So I guess it all comes down to how the Broncos want to approach this. In my opinion, there is no limit to how much you would give up to get a guy like that. You have a 5-year window if you bring in A-Rod where you can win a Super Bowl. So I would assume that that would entice the Broncos to give up whatever they want. You want Chubb? Take him. You want Pat Surtain the second we just drafted? Take his ass too. You want Jerry Jeudy? Take him. You want Noah Fant? Take him. You want Vic Fangio? You don't like your defensive coordinator? Don't trade his ass too. We'll trade John Gruden his ass, trade him to Tampa. So I'd trade John Elway. You want a new president, general manager down in Tampa? Take John. We'll trade you him. I mean, who gives a shit at this point? Getting a guy like Aaron Rodgers can set the table. So, the talk about it is more intriguing than actually it happening. I will say this. Why would the Packers trade him to a contender? I mean, it's not like he gets to pick where he's traded. There's my question. Why the fuck would they trade him to somebody where he's going to go have a better career curve and potentially win a Super Bowl with that team and then not do it with Green Bay at the rate that he was supposed to? He's been to 4 NFC title games, but he only has 1 ring. If I'm Green Bay and he's going to play the spike game and he's going to be smug. And look, Aaron Rodgers is a jerk and everybody, I love how everybody throws that in there. And I'm a jerk too. I don't get along with people at all, but I have a standard and I'll die on that fucking hill. My standard, that hill, I'm dying on it. So I don't really give a fuck if you think I'm a jerk. That's your goddamn problem. That's an internal emotion. I don't have a fucking clue how to solve your internal bullshit. I'm dealing with my own. Aaron Rodgers doesn't even talk to his mama. You know how fucking mad and how much spite you got to have not to talk to your mama? Shit. So, I mean, if he's that kind of dude and Green Bay wants to go down this fucking road that they're going down, I'd anticipate A-Rod will win. He'll win that because he can sit back and throw his legs up and be like, yo, fuck you. I don't have to do shit. I'm Aaron Rodgers. So, again, it's all retrospective when you talk about, like, people who have problems with other people or he's a jerk. Number one, who's telling you this? Number two, are they soft as baby shit? Number three, who gives a fuck what you think? I mean, let's be real here. The Packers and the general managers, like all the fan base, are like, oh, Aaron Rodgers is a dick. Yeah, and he was a huge asshole, and when he's your asshole, it doesn't smell that bad, does it? No, it smells like 45 touchdowns or 55 or whatever he just did, and then MVP. So, again, it doesn't really matter. All the narrative that's set to try and keep him in Green Bay, because that's all it is. I hope it works for you, Packers fans. And then I really doubt he'll be an asshole if he stays in Green Bay. That's all I'm saying. This is episode 112, McChesney Unchained on the DNVR Podcast Network. Make sure you check it out, dnvr.com. Get down to the bar and support the Avs and the Nugs as they start their playoff journeys this week. The Avs drop the puck tonight. The play-in games for the NBA start tomorrow. And then the Western Conference games, the Lakers and the Warriors especially, are on Wednesday. I can't wait for that matchup. And then the Nugs have the Blazers, so we'll see how all that goes. On Friday of this week, the great coach Chris Wilson joins us here on episode 113 of McChesney Unchained. We'll talk about your Colorado Buffaloes, the upcoming schedule, the defense, the spring, what they just did, and how they're going to do it as they move forward into a great 2021 season. I am your host, Matt McChesney. That is episode 112, McChesney Unchained. Short, sweet, and to the point. Nice little quickie action for you on Monday. My dog's down here snoring his ass off. Say hi, Dutch. Hi, Dad. Yeah, we're rolling. So thank you to Adam for all your hard work. Appreciate everything, folks. Have a great day.